Brookie.
Oh, hello, Kimta. How are you?
I'm good, Emily Ports. How are you?
I'm back. Again.
Again.
I feel like I say that every time.
Like every other time.
Well,
no,
you know,
it's not that often.
It's been, yeah. So I'm back. I'm feeling much better than
I
was last week.
And I don't feel like you were, like, super missing because we still got to do the FOMO Foodies together.
I know. Like, can we talk about that?
Oh, my God. You guys, that was so fun in the first place.
It really was
fun for us. We like to do stuff like that for you guys. But the support has been amazing.
Yes. So, and we have had some very good feedback to help bring you a little bit more clarity so you can hear actually what's going on.
Yes.
So look for some changes just to make it better moving forward. But 3,000 views.
Over 3,000 this 3, morning.
3,000. That's incredible.
It's like people are foodies like we are.
I know. I love food. I do.
So we're still going to continue it Fridays. So we haven't picked our restaurant here.
Not yet.
Oh, our FOMO foodie. Foodery. FOMO
foodie. Foodery.
We haven't picked that yet. So if you have suggestions, we're looking for comments and stuff.
Are.
And if you're a local foodery, reach out because we're going to get to everybody maybe.
I think
we're going to try.
We're going to try. Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that was what fun stuff we did over the weekend. Yeah. I didn't do much else other than that.
I took Christmas down.
And I think everybody took Christmas down.
What else did we do? I don't know.
Watch some football.
A little bit. I did watch some football. Very disappointed in the Chargers. Of course, that's my team. And they are so known to choke in the end.
Well, my team's doing quite well. The Chiefs are doing great. Great. Okay. So we have like a ton of stuff this week.
We do. But wait.
Yes. Oh, you gotta do your joke.
I do. I have a joke.
Okay.
So this was a submission. Thank you. Okay. What happens to a snowman throwing a temper tantrum?
What?
A meltdown.
Ba-dum-bum. That was good, innocent fun right
it
there.
Was,
I like that.
Cold weather.
It's cold. It's not horrible.
It's going to feel glorious tomorrow at like 36 degrees.
I agree.
Though.
It's going to feel even more
I'm
glorious.
Be walking in shorts and a tank top.
Well, I'll be in Mexico next week. So, I'll miss you guys so much. So, okay, we have lots of cool stuff this week. Like stuff we've never talked about before.
I know. This is exciting. So, starting today.
Yeah, today.
At 2:30 to 5 at the South Dakota Ag Museum down there on campus, they have January Make and Take Monday Llama Sun Catchers.
I mean, who does not love a llama sun catcher?
I love a llama.
Oh, my God. And so, the best part is it's a dollar. It's
a dollar a craft.
Project. Man,
so
I love that.
So, you visit the Ag Museum page. They're going to be making those.
So, after school, take the little kiddos over there.
Yeah. And
that's
then
fun.
It sounds like if you can't get there and there's some leftovers, you can stop by the shop and purchase the kit for a dollar. So you can do it at home at your own convenience.
That's good winter fun. I mean,
absolutely.
What can you even get for a dollar nowadays? Even the Dollar Tree's not a dollar anymore.
I know. It's a dollar plus tax.
I don't know. So thank you for the Ag Museum for putting this
programming
on. And then I haven't talked to you about this yet. Do you watch The Bachelor?
No,
I don't either.
I used to, I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I know my daughter watches it, though. She kind of tunes
in. Oh, okay.
And I still have a lot of friends that
watch it.
I
have a lot of friends that watch it. Ashley and I talked about this because it just started. And I do have feedback. I did talk to somebody that went to this, and they said it was pretty cool. And it was clear.
Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Fun.
They were able to watch it, and said it was kind of crowded.
Just so our fans know what we're talking about. It's called Bachelor and Brews. So we're talking about eponymous brewing company. Every Monday is started viewing The Bachelor, so you can have a few beers, talk about the show, watch the show, and they have viewing parties.
Yeah, and snacks. And I heard that the beer mosas were amazing.
Ooh, I saw something about beer mosas.
Beer mosas are there. So that's,
you know, you put anything with champagne, I'm pretty likely to drink it.
So that's another thing that's tonight.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Starts at 7 from 7 to 8 is what we have. And it might go a little bit longer than that. But
hang out a little
you
bit.
Should find out who Clayton is choosing.
I just don't
there
know.
There you go.
And then Giving Back Tuesday, Brookings Health System's having a blood drive.
Yeah. Always important.
All day, 7:30 to 3. And they do... it's in the parking lot, I believe. Yes, it's in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Also 12:30 to 3, so if you are busy in the morning and you want to get there in the afternoon, you can certainly go. And they are accepting donations. Did you know I am not allowed to give blood?
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So from my stint when I lived in London years ago.
Oh, I did know that. We've had this. We're both
apparently
banned.
I was close to the mad cow disease, and so now I can never give blood or plasma or anything, not even to my children.
No, they just can't. They can't get to my veins. They're deep and knotted. Just gnarly. So tons of stuff on Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk.
If you want to get out and be creative, the Brookings Arts Council has a snowman painting class.
Okay.
Paint a little canvas.
It says, paint away the winter blues.
I like that.
I do too.
And then, as always, Wooden Legs, Trivia Tuesday.
Trivia Tuesday. Join the pub. Starts at 7:30.
But there's something really cool that's happening on Tuesday. Out of the box.
It is the circus.
The Grand Shanghai Circus.
Now, this is coming back, and it's at Oscar Larson Performing Arts Center, I think is what they call that. Or Oscar Larson. That's like a tongue twister for me this morning.
It's at the Oscar Larson.
But this is the second time, because the first time they had to postpone it due to the COVID.
And this is cool because they perform in Branson for the past 22 years, and they're making a little special jaunt over here to entertain Brookings one night only.
One night.
So I feel like you can maybe still get tickets on the Oscar Larson website. And there should be a link on our website, FOMO Show 605.
Yeah. And it looks like that's 7:35 is what they're saying. 7:35 to about 10 p.m. if you're interested in
after dinner entertainment.
Circus. I think it's acrobatics.
Like, it's like Circus Olay. It's not like
but
a circus.
Clean.
Circus.
Yes.
Clean. Yes.
Clean.
Fun. Clean, good fun.
Yes.
From Shanghai. And then, as always, karaoke at the lodge.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Favorite.
Tuesday, 8:30 to 9:30 at the lodge.
And then 1 Million Cups is back.
It is. I'm excited for that. It looks like 9 a.m. Wednesday morning at the Carrot Seed.
I think it's at the Carrot Seed. I haven't heard from Cassie yet. That the locations change, but they do rotate, so I'm not positive it is.
Miss Cassie Juba,
there.
If you are listening, let us know if we are correct, and we will keep it there. Otherwise, we can sure get it changed and updated on our website and our Facebook pages.
And they're a really good, fun page to follow on Facebook.
They are.
The 1 Million Cups, but you have to do 1 Million Cups Brookings.
Yes, because it's national.
And I like to see they do their little events, and I like to see who's going to be speaking and stuff. So
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wall Street Wednesday.
Yep. Beer, beer, beer.
More beer.
Oh, and then after Wall Street Wednesday, you can go play bingo at the VFW, as always.
Yes, bingo, 7 a.m. or 7 a.m.
7 p.m.
That would be early. That would be really early.
7 to 9, as always, every Wednesday and Friday at the VFW. Oh, and then there is something cool on Thursday. We should do this.
Oh, my gosh. That's because I'm a cornhole tournament master.
She actually is an avid bag player.
I do like to play bags. Sometimes I'm really, really good. More often than not, I am absolutely terrible.
And we're usually partners, so one of us is on and one is off.
And if you have ever seen the most dynamic person throw a bag and add some extra steps, jumps, and leaps, you should really follow Kim here, because it is pretty special watching her throw a bag.
Don't talk about it. Southerners don't know how to throw bags.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. We don't do that.
I don't call it cornhole, because to me, I call it, it's just bags for me.
Yeah, it's just bags.
So, I don't know. What is the real name? Is it really called cornhole?
I think it is called cornhole. And in the South, we used to dig holes in the ground.
Washers.
Washers. Yeah. And then you would throw the washers in it. I think it's
much harder.
Much harder. Much harder.
Washers is much harder.
So that is going, this is new. It's at the Wild Hare. You know, they have that whole arcade back room.
Yeah.
6:30 p.m. every Thursday for the next 10 Thursdays. So if that is your jam, you can do it inside at a bar with beer and beverages and friends. I love it.
You know, they took a wall down at the Wild Hare.
They did. I haven't
been. It really kind of opens it up a little bit.
Have you been in there since?
I have.
Oh, see, I need to go see it. Maybe we need to throw bags.
Fun. We should throw bags. Maybe that would be fun. Yeah. So, also, poker nights on Thursday at the Brookings Country Club.
At the Country Club, and we have our new simulator, so you can stop in
and
see that.
I stopped, and I watched some fellas kind of play a course in Ireland, a few holes in Ireland.
Right.
That was really kind of fun.
Oh, and I didn't put this on here. I should have. I'm not doing myself any service. We're having our first simulator tournament.
Oh,
and
what
is that? We're going to play a course in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
So I named it Views and Brews, because with your entry fee, you get a bucket of beer.
Oh, that's fun.
2 hours on the simulator, and you have all month of January to compete for prizes.
Oh, so it's not all in because
it's not
only
all at once. Right. Okay. So you just schedule your time.
Is it like a foursome? Is
it's
it
a twosome.
Just a twosome. Okay, so you and one partner.
Yeah. It's solid indoor fun. And if you do it on like a night we're serving food, you can have dinner, burger night, you can eat in the sim room. You've seen people doing it. The buckets of beers are really cute. So anyway.
It is pretty cool.
More info on that, brookingscc.com.
Friday, more bingo at the VFW. Of course, that's every Wednesday, every Friday, if you want to go support our veterans. They have dinners, snacks, desserts, drinks, of course.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about eponymous yet again here.
This is a new thing.
They're bringing back the comedy tour.
Yeah, I think that's exciting.
I think it is, too.
I like that our local breweries have embraced this whole live comedy thing because it's just joyful. And we haven't had it. We don't get that often. So now it's EBC's turn. I mean, Wooden Legs has done it kind of off and on. And this is an EBC thing. And there is a link on our FOMO Show 605 to register or to get tickets.
I love they submitted this and said, what better pairing is there than funny people and beer?
There's not. Well, yes, we just need beers on the show. That's a good pairing. You just be like, FOMO beers.
Boy.
FOMO beers.
Okay, yeah. FOMO beers.
FOMO beers. We'll work on
which
it.
Which could be coming.
That could be coming.
Could be. Okay, and then on Saturday at the Swift Hall Center, there is a gun show taking place.
That's right. It's all weekend.
I think there's also a dart tournament. I know pool was
last
weekend.
There was pool. I think there might be darts, too.
I think there's a big dart tournament this weekend. I could be wrong.
Swift Hall, you should get on that Swift and submit Hill, that so we can talk
we're
about
watching
it.
You.
Yeah, and so FOMO Foodies is still coming at you on Friday.
We are.
We need to figure out who we're going to speak with. So if you guys have suggestions, please tag them in the comments.
Let us
know.
So
that we can get their attention and set up an appointment with them. And as always, FOMOshow605.com for more info. We have an interactive calendar.
We do.
You can submit your events there. We need more submissions. We can't catch everything. We try really hard.
And just so you know, for that FOMO Foodie again, Kraft is giving $2
off. Yeah, we should talk about that.
And they had said that they will honor that all week long.
Yep.
So if you go to Kraft and order the special, which was the seafood ravioli,
$2
off. It was delicious.
Yes. So get the $2 off. Mention the FOMO show. See you next time. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Stay healthy.
Cheers. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Right on. 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 Right on.